You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome to the broadcast. So I have to tell you, the Psychic View circle is expanding. So not only am I heard on PowerCast 97.9 and Tribulation Saints Radio, I'm also about to be heard on WWDB-TV, which is a live internet TV station here in Las Vegas. They're currently about to broadcast the audio version of my program. The program will air at the time that I do the programs on all of these different stations at 9 a.m. Sunday. So every Sunday at 9 a.m. I will be live answering your questions. We are also working on the idea of doing the program live on WWDB-TV, so that not only will you be able to listen to the broadcast, you'll be able to watch the broadcast. So that means that I have to get up early on Sundays and tootle down to the station and do this, but I'm thinking that might be a fun way to go. Then you can see the cards I'm seeing, and I could look right at you in the camera. So that's something that's about to happen. So I'm pretty excited about how Psychic View Circle is expanding. So I'm going to go right to the callers. There's somebody here from the 619 area code. Hello, 619. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
My name's Denisha.
Hi, Denisha. What's your question?
It's kind of scary, but I've been seeing, I guess, a lot of, like, death stuff and feeling kind of fearful and stuff, and I'm just wondering if it's coming from anything.
So I don't believe in curses or bad energy. I believe that whatever you're being shown is something for you to pay attention to and be aware of. So tell me, describe for me exactly what's happening.
Well, for one, every time I kind of run into something, it has to do with death. And, you know, it's kind of like when people claim that they see a number over and over and over again. It's like
right. That,
like I see death over and over and over again. And then the other
thing
is
Wait. Do you see actual someone dying, or do you see a number that represents death?
It's more like the mentioning of it, like the subject of it gets brought up.
So people's, the human mind is a very interesting, complex, amazing thing, right? As soon as you tell someone not to do something, so, you know, don't do this, don't think of the pink elephant sitting in the living room, your mind immediately goes to imagining a pink elephant sitting in a living room. It's just what your mind does. It is also, and you strike me as being quite young, and I want to tell you a story just because I think this aligns with what you're going through. So I've been able to read since I was a teenager. I actually learned how to do tea leaf readings when I was 15. And then I picked up tarot about a year later or so, and I got really good at it. It was amazing how it, like a fish to water, I totally got it. Well, I ended up doing a reading for someone that was so dark and so scary and so full of almost every negative card you could possibly pull out of the deck that it frightened me to my core. It frightened me because not only did I see all that, but apparently it was exactly what was going on with the person. The person had been involved in a satanic cult, and I won't go further with that, but I'm just telling you, what I saw was, I think, the universe telling me, you're not ready to do this yet. You're not ready. And so what I'm getting, and I haven't even turned cards over for you yet, Denisha, but what I'm getting for you is that you are surrounding yourself with the wrong people, that you may be running around with the wrong people. You may be friends with the wrong people. And this is the universe, this is God telling you that you need to change your friends, because all that's doing is reflecting back your fear. Instead, I'd rather you start surrounding yourself with people that are learning, that are going after their goals, that are working at places that you'd like to work at, that reflect back to you your potential, which what I'm seeing with you is that you have this natural intuitive gift yourself. And so what I'm getting with you is that you need a better group of friends, because what I see is it almost feels like the people around you are buying into your fear. They're buying into your fear. You see what I mean? And so one of the things that could happen for you, and I just turned your cards over, is that this exact moment that we're talking about right here, right this second, is you realizing that your life can be different. And one of the things that you do, and you know this, that when you focus on one thing at a time, you are freaking brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay? It's also saying here that there are people you're finding out right now that you can't trust. Those are the people I want you to step back from. You don't have to call them up or draw a line in the sand and say, my psychic on the radio says I need to dump you, but you just disengage. You just stop responding, okay? And then the last card is talking about how this has been, especially the last 3 months for you, really upsetting.
Yeah.
And so that's not your imagination. Now, I always encourage people that if they're feeling a little out of sorts, to reach out to a cognitive therapist or somebody you can talk to about why am I dwelling on the negative and not looking at the positive? Because what I'm seeing is that you have a bunch of, excuse my French here, I was going to use a bad word, but I'm going to change it now. You have a bunch of losers around you, and they're trying to suck you down into them, into that level. And you're not supposed to be sucked down in that level. However, you were supposed to experience it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And you were supposed to experience it on a intimate, right there with it level. And so what I'm seeing is that you take this as motivation of how you're going to change your world or your destiny. Now, if I'd gotten hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into either psychology, psychiatry, or nursing. And the reason I say that is you're actually really good at dealing with other people's chaos. So I want you to think about that, and I really appreciate you tuned into the program.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right,
bye.
I've got somebody here from the 971 area code. Hello, 971. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay. What's your question for me?
I was wondering if you could look into my current relationship.
And what's the first name of the person?
Francesco.
Let's see. So would you say that Francesca is showing
Francesco.
Francesco. Would you say that Francesco is showing you an ugly truth that you don't want to face?
Yeah.
Because Francesco is coming up reversed. And he's coming up, coming into this spread that I pulled for you as a stressful relationship, and that you keep trying to bring harmony to his chaos, and you're finally seeing the truth of it. And that what I'm getting here is that though when this first started, when you first connected with him, it was magical. It was amazing. And what you're seeing now is he's not what you thought he was. You're seeing the truth of it. And what's interesting is that, my opinion, gal pal, you could do way better than him. Way better. Because you see yourself, especially over the next couple of years, blooming and growing into your potential. And you don't see him doing anything but basically wasting time. And so as I'm looking at this, you know, this would be somebody that I would say, you know, I've discovered that I'm not really ready for a serious relationship, but I'd like to be your friend. And that means a friend with no benefits connected with it, if you know what I mean. But what I'm getting here is that you're the wise woman in this relationship. You're the one seeing the truth. So in a way, you probably already knew the answer to this question before you even called me.
No.
So here's the interesting thing. This would be a relationship that if you actually wanted this person to be in your life for the rest of your life because you're just so drawn to him, is this would be someone I would date for 2 years before it came to that.
Okay.
And I would date him for 2 years with very little sex in that relationship, that we make it more about the connection as a person as opposed to the connection sexually. Because that may be probably the biggest attraction right there is the sexual energy, because that's something that he has going for him. But what this is saying is that there's got to be more than that. And I will tell you that you will always be the stronger person in this relationship, always.
Okay.
Just saying. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 720 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 720. Who's this? Hello, 720. Oh, did I lose you? Sometimes people get scared when I put them on the air and they hang up. I think that's what just happened. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Mona, it's Lolita from Georgia.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going with you?
Good. So tell me your question.
I am thinking about applying for my liquor license to add it to my ice cream shop and creating a slushie. And I wanted to see if you see any, do you see a smooth process with the city and the state?
So, okay, you are this, like, beaming focus of energy. There's, when you get an idea in your head, it's like nothing stops you. There's somebody here that, boy, for a lack of a better way to put this, kind of has a hard-on for you, and I don't mean in a good way. There's a guy that is, he either doesn't quite understand the concept of what you want to do, or he considers himself to be such an ethical, and I'm putting that in air quotes, ethical man, that he might try to stop you. However, what it's saying here is that there's some really amazing energy for you connected in April about what you want to do. And are you setting this up as an actual shop or as more of a kiosk kind of thing?
Yeah. It's actually going to be added to my shop. I've already talked to the lady at the liquor license and got the approval to go ahead, and they love the idea. I just need the funding, so I was going to wait to an event on April 29th. So whatever funds I got for that, then I was going to go ahead and execute my application.
Okay. So if there are two, there's the one man that's like not really understanding or into it, and then there's another guy that gets it. So do I see you moving forward with this? Yes. There is some weird little delay, though, connected with this guy that considers himself to be incredibly ethical, which is a weird thing for me to say to you, but that's how he's coming across.
Okay.
Okay, but I think
but that's all that is. That's
again,
fine.
From what I know about you, once you set your mind to something, usually no one stops you. I'm just saying. I mean,
no,
why would this
I
be
hear...
any different?
You're so funny.
See you later.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate
bye.
It.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be right back. Hang in there.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Great thinkers have initiated inspiration. This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen.
Hi, Joellen. What's your
How
question?
Well, I've got so many things going on right now, and I'm just kind of wondering where I should be putting my energy, because I've got a house, I've got career, I've got things that I'm interested in traveling to.
So, Joellen, lovely darling,
yeah.
that's sort of a full session question.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I need a specific question. So tell me your specific question.
Okay, so my specific question, I'll just go ahead and throw out, how about love life?
All right, here we go.
Nice and easy.
You're welcome. Well, okay, so here's a man that I really like, dark hair, dark eyes. The thing is that he's everything that you're looking for. Now, the sexual energy is going to be there. He's smart enough. He's everything is there. The thing you have to do, which is going to be difficult, because a lot of women don't get this, and I'm stereotyping when I say this, but I'm telling you, this is a man that you absolutely have to be totally yourself with. Do not automatically like what he likes just because he likes it.
Mm.
Give you a good example. If he likes to go camping and you don't like to go camping, don't go
Girl,
camping.
Girl, I love camping.
Okay, but I'm just giving you that as an example. Because the sure. thing is that I like camping, but I want a flushing toilet.
Mm.
see, which means it would have to be camping, not roughing it camping. It would have to be camping where I can have an actual flushing toilet. Okay? So, but what I'm just giving you that as an example, that if he suggests something he likes to do, but you don't like to do it, don't automatically say you like doing it. All right? But what it's saying here is the more that you are yourself, the more that you realize there's nobody in the world like you because, frankly, everybody else is taken. As soon as you are you, to the nth degree, and give yourself permission to be that, this is that man. Now, I really need you to hold back on the sexual attraction because I want you to be his friend before you sleep with him. I want you to really like him before you sleep with him. But I have to tell you, I think that if you were asking me just by looking at these cards, what's your next adventure, it's with this man. So, cool. So now that you've asked about love, I'm telling you that the best way to attract this man to you is to do the activities you love to do and be aware at who's around you that likes doing the same thing. For example, if you decided to take up public speaking because you wanted to hone your skills in public speaking, and there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man hanging on your every word because you're there, that's the guy I want you to approach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you going after the guy that seems to be ignoring you. I want you to go after the guy that's actually interested in you.
Mm.
In other words, it's time to go for a real man. Not a, almost used a bad word. I'm really trying to not cuss so much, but I don't want you to go for, the A person. I don't want you to go for the B person. I want you to go for an authentic man that thinks you've already hung the stars and the moon.
Which I have.
All right, on that note, thanks for the call. See you
later. Love
you. I love you too.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Oops, hold on. Somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Seema.
Hi, Seema.
How are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
I wanted to ask about a relationship with this guy. His name is Amir.
Okay. Let's see. Well, okay. You have these interesting cards. It shows a guy here that doesn't act like he's that interested. That it feels like that when the two of you get together, it's because you've initiated it, or you've made it super easy for him to connect with you. And that what I'm actually seeing is that he's somebody that you're doing 85-90% of the energy toward this, and he's maybe throwing in 10-15%. And so instead of you waiting for him to be more interested, I want you to be less interested.
Okay.
Okay, because what I'm actually getting is that I see you shifting over to what's going to make you a success career-wise. So what do you do for work?
I work with the county, with the school, but I'm actually looking for a better job. I did an interview
with
auditing.
Yeah.
I did an interview for auditing, and they haven't said anything yet, so I'm still waiting to hear back.
Here's the thing, is that you're also bilingual, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You had a little bit of an accent there.
I do, but I'm not bilingual. I only know English.
Okay. Well, it's funny because you speak English like you speak another language. So here's the thing. One of the things that I love about you is that when people meet you, they like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I love about you, just from your vibe. So one of the things that I would love to see you do is have a job that has more interaction with people, not less. So if you're going for an auditing job, that means that you're just going to be putting your head down a desk and punching a calculator, which I don't necessarily want you to do. So if the universe doesn't give you that...
This one is actually going from location to location.
Okay, but still, I feel like though you have a natural talent for it, I would rather you be in some sort of position where you're interacting with people as part of the job, not necessarily going in and punching numbers. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have so much talent, and it's saying that, and the reason why I'm saying for you to focus on your career, because it's saying that there's a new man coming into your life through work in 6 months, within the next 6 months, and that the whole purpose of you changing jobs is first of all to make more money, but the second reason, and my biggest motivation for you, is that through work you meet this man that I actually think is worthy of you. Because this other guy, I'm sorry, I'm more picking up, you know, it's convenient for him, or even leaning toward booty call, and you're way, way more amazing than that.
Yeah.
So I think what's going to happen is that you are going to change jobs, and I would take this job even if it's presented to you. But if it's not presented to you, keep looking for jobs that you know you can do, because it's saying through work over the next 6 months, after you get the new job, is when you meet this new man who I think is way more worthy of you.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you? This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Happy Sunday. Friday, I had an interview, and they called me back at the end of the day, and I have a second one this Tuesday, and I want to see.
Okay, that's
well,
a very good
it's
sign.
I know. Oh, Mona. But they're still going to narrow it down to 6 people, he said. So I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a great job. I think I did great at it, but now Tuesday I go back and I have testing. I think I did really well on the testing. At least I passed them. But what do you see? Is this a good outcome for me? I'm still at the same temp job. I'm still at least I have a job, Mona. I'm happy. Okay, go on.
Okay. All right.
Talk.
One of the things that I want at this next interview, it's almost like I want you to take don't repeat this. It's just between us girls. But I really wish you could have like a shot of tequila before the interview, because you're so excited about this job.
Nervous. I don't think it'll come across nervous, not excited.
Right. Well, nervous doesn't bother me. But what I don't want to have happen is I don't want them to think that you're so excited about the job that you're not ready to listen to how they want you to do the job.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I took a big breath right before I said that to you, because what I'm getting with you and the way you're going to get the job offer is by being as absolutely calm as you can. And I'm almost telling you that instead of the usual 3 cups of coffee that morning, only have one.
Okay.
Because the energy that's going to get you the job is this coming up, that what I'm about to tell you, that you can be relaxed, that you can bring harmony to chaos, and you have the ability to focus on the best solution.
Okay.
Because the three cards ahead of you, you have... is you focusing on the one thing at a time to make it a success. Because when you focus, you're brilliant. When you focus, you're not a multitasker. Don't say that you're not a multitasker, but just say, I'm very good at focusing on solutions to make things work better in any environment I've ever been in. Something like that. Then say, you know, one of the things I do is I attack the problem, or I address the problem. And then the last card here is there's somebody in that you're going to interview with that is like scary smart. And he's actually looking for someone exactly like you in this interview.
Okay.
And when you feel that you're getting his attention, if there's one guy in this interview that just seems to be really focused on you, just say one of the things, say, I'm very excited about working with your organization. I really feel that I can contribute in such a good way. And I think one of the ways that I can contribute where I think it's going to be mutually rewarding is the fact that I can focus on anything I need to focus on till I finish it.
Okay.
Because whoever was in the position before has left them in a lurch. They're in some sort of uncomfortable situation by whoever left the position before you, or the reason this position is being created is because they need somebody with exactly your qualifications. But you need to come across as though you're the best person that they've ever considered for this job in a very calm, I don't care if you offer me the job way. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You need to present it in a very calm, I don't care if you offer me the position, but I am the best person for the job, without your ego in there.
Okay.
So I can do this. I have done this before. And you need to have examples of when you have done this before. That's the mojo they're looking for, is somebody that can walk in as sort of a turnkey professional here, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to send me an email on Wednesday or Tuesday night. Let me know how it went.
Thank you, Mona. Have a good
day.
All
right, gal pal. You too. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Got somebody here from – hold on. My computer's running a little slow. Bear with me. Got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica from New Jersey. Thanks for taking
my
call.
Hi, Jessica. Sure. What's your question for me?
So my unemployment's ending, and I'm at this place that I either go full on with my business, although I'm a little bit concerned about it, I don't want to be stressed out there, or I get a part-time or full-time job, which I'm open to doing that, but I'm curious on how do I get over these old thoughts. As far as over the years, I've literally tried to get a job many, many times over the years, and I haven't been able to. So I really haven't been working for the last couple of years or more.
Okay, so tell me why you think you can't get a job. Because I'll tell you what I think.
I think most of the time I don't really want it. I don't like being stuck at a job. And
right.
I think the other element, too, is that I'm looking to go into corporate and I have like a varied experience. So I don't have that like set. I never know what title to look for when I'm looking on LinkedIn. So a lot of times these companies like hiring someone who's done the same thing for 50 years. And
right.
I've done a lot of different
things.
Well, not
50, things. But go ahead.
But yeah. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So I think you already know that the reason why you have difficulty finding a job is that you don't really want a regular job. So the way I'm seeing this is that you need to reframe it so that you're looking for an opportunity that gives you some structure. So I think the best opportunity for you would be to work a job that's from, say, 8 a.m. to noon or 10 a.m. to 2, where you do all the lunch breaks for people, that you're there during the busiest time of the day. And you know what came into my head as the perfect job for you, because of the exposure to not only the connection to this as a resource, but the exposure to a bunch of professional people.
Right, which is what I really want. Yeah.
Which is what I'm thinking is that maybe you get a job as, and you're gonna think it's like so too easy for you, but it might be actually the perfect job. What if you got a part-time job working at a law firm as a receptionist from, say, 10 a.m. to 2?
I like that, actually.
Because here's the cool thing about it, is that if you, with your own business down the road, needed any legal work, somebody would probably do it there for you for free, right? That's the first thing, or very low cost. The second thing is that it's also going to allow you to explore what people do for a living and be incredibly engaging. So what I would do is literally go to some of the larger law firms, look and see if they have a receptionist position or a sort of part-time office person from 10 to 2 that you could even reach out to the office manager and say, you know, hey, my name's Jessica, and I'm looking for a job to fill in doing office things, maybe receptionist lunch breaks from 10 to 2. Do you have anything open like that? Literally,
okay.
Just call up and ask who the office manager is and say, do you all have a need for a part-time office person? I'm looking to work either 8 to noon or 10 to 2. I like 10 to 2. I keep getting 10 to 2 with you. Because the thing is that if you could make, say, $12 an hour or $15 an hour, working 20 hours a week, then you could still do your other business, but know that you have that other money being counted on.
Right.
Okay.
And
so,
why do they say, oh, well, why a law firm? Or why, you know, oh, you're doing
your
other
business. Say, okay, okay, all you say is this. Say, you know, I'm really good with all types of people, and I've always seen myself working in a professional environment. And yes, I've had a huge variety of experiences. And the reason I've had such a variety is I've been paying attention to some personal things with my family, and that's worked for me. And now I'm getting serious about my career. It could be that you end up getting a brilliant idea just by working with them. But it's saying that the biggest thing you need to have, according to what I'm seeing here, Jessica, is structure, because you don't have any.
Yeah, I would like it, though. Yeah, okay.
So when they say, well, what happened at the last job? Say, well, you know, basically my obligation there ended. We had sort of agreed upon a timeline, and my obligation ended. The other thing that might be good for you is thinking about working as a admin assistant for a larger engineering firm.
I don't even know what that is. Okay.
You know, like engineering, where they do, you know, civil engineering, where they're building roads and bridges and stuff like that, that you could be sort of an admin person to help organize projects.
Okay.
See, here's the thing, is I want you to find something that has structure. I want you 20 hours a week working somewhere where you know you can count on a paycheck. And say, you can always say, whatever company you're talking to, I've always been interested in learning more about. And then you talk about their industry.
Okay.
But that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
I'll look there. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it.
See ya. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to the 504 area code. Let me get them on the air. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. All right, going to the 504 area code. Hello, 504. Who's this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. What's your question?
I'm trying to arrange a trip for a healing class.
Yeah.
And I am low on funds, putting things on credit cards. It's just like a little, I don't know, it feels very... like I should be responsible and not do it, you know, because of work's not easy to get off. And I'm just wondering if you see that this is a good idea. It's just like a little weekend workshop, but for some reason I feel guilty. That makes
okay.
sense.
So I get it. You have some amazing cards here. You have a card
great.
That talks about, well, the thing is that if you go to the workshop, you'll probably benefit from it. But it's
uh-huh.
saying that your grown up self is stepping in and going, you know what? I probably already understand what I need to learn from the workshop.
Okay.
And I think that's why there's a reluctance for you to spend the money to go, because frankly, it seems a little high.
Uh-huh.
What you doing? Because it sounds like there's a lot of noise around you.
My cats were coming in, so I just shut them out.
Oh.
I have about five cats.
My cat, I have one in particular that likes to lay on my cards in the middle of readings.
She was jumping on the phone.
Okay, so what it's saying is that you already know what you need to know, and you don't really need to go to this weekend thing. That's what it's saying. It would be a great bonding experience. It would be a great way for you to detach from the real, quote, quote, real world. But it's saying here you don't actually need it. So that's why your higher self is going, I'm not. That's why you're getting the doubts being thrown at you. It's not that you probably enjoy it, but it's kind of pricey. So why would you spend all that money? Because it's not just that. It's also whatever the hotel room is and the food and the travel and the taking away the time. You know, it's that too. So I'm voting for you already know what you need to learn, or what you need to learn is actually something you can get for way less expensive. So
okay.
I'm actually voting for the doubt that you're feeling connected with going. I think you're right. It's just the thing is that what you know, let's go back when we were 15, right? When we were 15, we'd figure out a freaking way to get to the mall, to go to the movies with our friends. We would figure out a way, okay? But you're getting the hold my horses vibe. Because the worst experience in the world for me is when I've invested a lot of money and had high expectations of what I was going to feel or experience, and I came out of it going, I already knew that.
Yeah.
And I think you already know whatever you're about to be presented with. And frankly, I'd rather you stay local and hook up with someone that's a good clinical hypnotherapist with you and have a private session that you treat yourself to about getting past your own whatevers.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate that.
I would rather you go to a great. This would be my Saturday for you on the weekend. You want to do this, is I would set up, seriously, in this order. I would set up a clinical hypnotherapy session where you get past whatever your own blocks are, right? One-on-one, just all about you. Might cost you $100-$150. Then right afterward, you treat yourself to a massage.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after that, you go get your frickin' toes done.
Yeah. That does sound
and then
nice.
You call a girlfriend that you just adore and go out to cocktails and dinner that night.
Yeah.
And talk
that
about
does
your
sound
day.
Nice.
To me, that's a much better investment of your money than jumping, you know, dumping a bunch of cash on something that, yeah, it's just going to be reminded of what you already know.
Yeah, I kind of do feel that. And work is really, I don't know, there's a lot of changes going on, and they're hotheads, you know. And I like my job, but it changes daily, on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I think that's why a one-on-one clinical hypnotherapy session for you to get to your priorities is more important.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye.
I got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Hi. Thank you for – it's Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, I am a really hard worker. You know, I'm always busy, and right now and I do have my recreational things going on, you know, artist kind of stuff. But I'm down right now with a cold, flu, whatever I'm getting over. And
right.
When I have this moment when I'm, you know, can take a breath and start searching, you know, on meetups, for groups, because I'm looking for something, you know, I more of a place to go to where there are like-minded people. And I don't know if it's because of the area I live in. I'm a little bit out in the rural area. And I'm just not, you know, I'm busy most of the time. My calendar is always full of, you know, the things that I've already listed.
Do you have a question for me?
Do you see that changing where I'm able to connect?
Okay. So what is coming up? Be very, very aware of what's offered to you in April. Because what I'm getting here is there is a man that offers you a job or an opportunity that you can't find anything wrong with the offer. It's like the dream job offer. There's some things that are a little out of your comfort zone because you haven't done them before, but I wouldn't worry about that because you're kind of a quick study, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. So that's coming. In the meantime, as far as your cold's concerned, the fastest way through this flu, this cold that's going around, is take Airborne, the tablets, dissolve them in water, and then add a packet of Energy C, just the regular plain Energy C. You can get the generic at any of the places, the generic Airborne and the generic Energy C. Let the tablet dissolve first, then add the Energy C. Drink that 3 times a day. And within a couple of days, you're going to feel so much better, and the stuffiness will be gone. But what I'm getting, back to your question, is that April's the big power month for that kind of a job. So I want you to spend the rest of this month preparing for the fact that that offer is coming.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy.
What's your
question?
Bless you. I don't know if you got my email, but I was picked up from work Friday by a yellow cab and never made it to my destination. We were rear-ended.
Crap.
And I felt the bad thing is I had a broken back about 30 years ago. And I felt the impact right in the same area. So I said yes to calling 911. And they did a CT scan, no broken bones, thank God. My heart rate went up to 103, which is almost tachycardia, I think. I'm not a nurse. But anyway, I'm supposed to take a retest tomorrow and report to work. And I'm having pain. I'm not walking very well. And
My immediate recommendation is that you call some injury attorney right away.
Yes,
right
ma'am.
Away. Because the thing is that I know of a case here in Vegas where the taxi driver stepped on the gas instead of the brake. And this gentleman ended up getting a huge settlement from Yellow Cab. Huge.
Oh.
So I'm just telling you, since you're experiencing pain and this was an accident caused by somebody hitting the cab driver, you need to immediately, Monday morning, tomorrow, call an injury attorney about what happened.
I will.
Okay, because the thing is that most of the injury attorneys out there, I mean, the big one they advertise here in Vegas is Glenn Lerner, and then there's Richard Harris. Those are two huge attorneys here. I'm not sure if Glenn Lerner is nationwide. He might be. The thing is that immediately contact him, because usually what happens is that when you call in and say, I was in a cab, my cab was rear-ended, I'm experiencing pain. And you just take it from there, because it's actually saying that there will be money coming to you from this.
Wow. Well,
so,
the doctor bills are going to be at least $3,000 or more with the
CT scan and
everything.
Immediately contact an injury attorney. Immediately, tomorrow, as soon as they open.
Yes, sir.
Because I wish you would have contacted them right after the accident happened. Did you take any pictures?
I took pictures of me with they put a neck brace on me. I took a picture with my cell phone with that on, and I took pictures of the room I was in.
Okay, but you didn't take a picture of the actual accident.
I wasn't well enough to get out of the cab and walk around.
And did anybody else, like the police when they were called, did anyone else take pictures?
That I don't know, because the fire trucks and the paramedics got there, and they told me to undo my seatbelt, and they asked me questions, and they called an ambulance, and I was put on the board because they suspected a back injury and a neck injury. And
okay. Yeah, it sounds like this is not a psychic call. This is a injury attorney call. But
well,
I'm seeing money.
Okay. Well, I hope I can collect some medical leave time from my work, or will they tell me goodbye?
I don't think that they can fire you if you've been injured.
Okay.
And that's where your injury attorney comes in, because your injury attorney can help protect you with that too. That's going to be one of your questions you ask the injury attorney, not your psychic. Okay.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Well, yeah. Well,
all right. Keep me updated.
Okay.
See you later.
I love you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye. All right. We've got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Tonette calling.
Hi, Tonette. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. Well, guess what? Desiree
what?
Is coming over tonight to see me, and she said she wants to spend time. So my question to you is, how is tonight going to go?
Wow.
Is she going to let some walls down? What is she going to do? What happens next? I know you said that she does move in March, but...
Okay. So what I'm getting is that we have to actually see that she's not afraid and that she's sincere, okay? Because I want her to be with you by choice, not by necessity.
Okay. Well, what are you feeling, Mona?
Well, what I'm feeling here is that you, as much as your heart wants to this to all work out, that I want you to go from your heart into your sort of spiritual higher self mind, which is bigger than your heart, because this is not about desire on your part. This is about you being a little practical and also holding her accountable for her part of this.
Okay.
That you're not going to fall all over yourself to give again like you always do. You're going to take a step back, and you're going to see, you know, how she's going to contribute to this. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
It can't be all you. The
right.
love can't be all yours. It can't be, you know, 90% you and 10% her. You see what I mean?
But it's good that she made the effort and said she wanted to come see me. This is her only day off.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to go fine. But I just all I want you to do is just be open to what she's presenting. Do your best to let her do most of the talking.
Right.
Okay? Because you have this tendency when you get excited to just jump right in, and you want her to do all the revealing. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Cal Pal. All right.
Thanks
for the call. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.